Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, August 30th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." When we hear today's Gospel, we often sympathize with Peter. Jesus has just revealed that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer greatly, be killed, and on the third day be raised. Peter, who has only recently proclaimed Jesus to be the Messiah, cannot bear to hear such words. His heart cries out, "Lord, this shall never happen to you." Then comes one of the most startling rebukes in all of Scripture. "Get behind me, Satan. Obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Now, Jesus is not calling Peter the devil. He is exposing the temptation hidden beneath Peter's good intentions. Only moments before, Peter had been inspired by the Father to proclaim Jesus as the Christ. Now he unwittingly echoes the same temptation Satan offered in the desert. A Messiah without suffering, a kingdom without sacrifice, glory without the cross. This temptation remains alive today. Truly seek comfort over sacrifice, security over surrender, success over faithfulness. We pray for crosses to disappear rather than asking for the grace to carry them. We would gladly follow a Christ who heals, feeds, comforts, and performs miracles. But following the crucified one asks something much deeper, to cost us something. The gospel confronts our deepest assumptions about discipleship. Many years ago, a young seminarian visited an elderly Trappist monk, renowned for his wisdom. The seminarian admitted that he feared the sacrifices of priesthood. He wanted to serve Christ, but he worried about loneliness, misunderstanding, and suffering. The old monk quietly handed him a rough wooden cross that he had carved decades earlier. "Hold this," he said. The seminarian did. "It feels heavy," he remarked. Smiled. "Only until you realize who is carrying it with you." Those words remained with the young priest throughout his ministry. Whenever difficulties came, he remembered that disciples never carry the cross alone. Christ is always beneath the weight before we place our shoulder under it. The cross is never simply suffering, it is shared suffering. Jesus says Peter is thinking as human beings do. Human thinking measures life by comfort, achievement, popularity, and control. God measures life by love. Human thinking asks, "What will I lose?" God asks, "Whom will I love?" Human thinking seeks to preserve itself. God pours himself out. The cross is not divine cruelty, it is divine love, refusing to abandon humanity even when love is rejected. Contemplative spirituality begins precisely here. It invites us to see reality from God's perspective rather than our own. Silence before God slowly changes our vision. Prayer teaches us to recognize that many of the interpretations, disappointments, and sacrifices we resist are often places where Christ wishes to meet us. Now, most of us will never face martyrdom. Our crosses are usually quieter. They are the aging parent whose memory fades, the spouse whose illness changes every plan, the child who struggles, the forgiveness that seems impossible, the disappointment we never expected, the loneliness no one else notices, the hidden acts of service and that receive no applause. These crosses rarely make headlines, but they shape saints. Jesus does not ask us to search for suffering. Life brings enough of it on its own. He asks only that when suffering arrives, we refuse to let it harden our hearts. Instead, we allow it to deepen our compassion and enlarge our capacity to love. Immediately after rebuking Peter, Jesus speaks the paradox at the heart of Christianity. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, he says. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. This sounds impossible until we recognize what Jesus means by life. The false self, the self built on ego, fear, image, and control, must die. The true self, created in God's image, rises only when love becomes our center. Every surrender to God's will is a small resurrection. Every act of forgiveness defeats death. Every hidden sacrifice becomes fertile ground for grace. Every generous yes to God allows Christ to live more fully within us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, when I fear the cross, remind me that you walk its path first. When I cling to comfort, teach me the freedom of surrender. Open my eyes to think with your heart rather than my own, so that every sacrifice I make becomes an offering of love. Give me courage to follow wherever you lead, trusting that beyond every cross stands the promise of resurrection. May my life reflect not the wisdom of the world, but the wisdom of your self-giving love. Amen. If you found a moment of blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here with me in my hermitage each and every day, when we take a look at a few of the verses from the Gospel and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.